Your first duty is to help your mother who has done so much for you. Lift her burdens, give her pleasant days of rest, for she has had few holidays and very little variety in her life. You have claimed all the pleasure and amusement as your right, but the time has come for you to shed sunshine in the home. Take up your duty, go right to work. Through your self-denying devotion give her rest and pleasure. A 301.1 God's Reward for the Daniels of Today. There is now need of men who, like Daniel, will do and dare. A pure heart and a strong, fearless hand are wanted in the world today. God designed that man should be constantly improving, daily reaching a higher point in the scale of excellence. He will help us, if we seek to help ourselves. Our hope of happiness in two worlds depends upon our improvement in one. A 301.2 Dear youth, God calls upon you to do a work which through His grace you can do. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your 302 reasonable service. Stand forth in your God-given manhood and womanhood. Show a purity of tastes, appetites, and habits that bears comparison with Daniel's. God will reward you with calm nerves, a clear brain, an unimpaired judgment, keen perceptions. The youth of today whose principles are firm and unwavering will be blessed with health of body, mind, and soul. A 301.3 Begin now to redeem the past. The youth are now deciding their own eternal destiny, and I would appeal to you to consider the commandment to which God has annexed such a promise, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Children, do you desire eternal life? Then respect and honor your parents. Do not wound and grieve their hearts and cause them to spend sleepless nights in anxiety and distress over your case. If you have sinned in not rendering love and obedience to them, begin now to redeem the past. You cannot afford to take any other course, for it means to you the loss of eternal life. 302.1 Chapter 52, Home Government. The guiding principle for parents. Many in the world have their affections on things that may be good in themselves, but their minds are satisfied with these things and do not seek the greater and higher good that Christ desires to give them. Now we must not rudely seek to deprive them of what they hold dear. Reveal to them the beauty and preciousness of truth. Lead them to behold Christ and His loveliness, then they will turn aside from everything that will draw their affections away from Him. This is the principle upon which parents should work in the training of their children. By your manner of dealing with the little ones you can by the grace of Christ mold their characters for everlasting life. A 305.1 Fathers and mothers should make it their life study that their children may become as nearly perfect in character as human effort, combined with divine aid, can make them. This work, with all its importance and responsibility, they have accepted, in that they have brought children into the world. A 305.2 Rules necessary for government in the home. Every Christian home should have rules, and parents should, in their words and in their deportment toward each other, give to the children a precious living example of what they desire them to be. Teach the children and youth to respect themselves, to be true to God, true to principle. Teach them to respect and obey the law of God. Then these principles will control their lives and will be carried out in their association with others. 305.3 Bible Principles to be followed. There is need for constant watching that the principles which lie at the foundation of family government are not disregarded. The Lord designs that the families on earth shall be symbols of the family in heaven. And when earthly families are conducted in right lines, the same sanctification of the spirits will be brought into the church. A 306.1 Parents should themselves be converted and know what it is to be in submission to God's will, as little children, bringing into captivity their thoughts to the will of Jesus Christ, before they can rightly represent the government that God designed should exist in the family. A 306.2 God Himself established the family relations. His word is the only safe guide in the management of children. Human philosophy has not discovered more than God knows or devised a wiser plan of dealing with children than that given by our Lord. Who can better understand all the needs of children than their Creator? Who can feel a deeper interest in their welfare than He who bought them with His own blood? If the Word of God were carefully studied and faithfully obeyed, there would be less soul anguish over the perverse conduct of wicked children. Of 306.3 respect the children's rights ... remember that children have rights which must be respected. Of 306.4 children have claims which their parents should acknowledge and respect. They have a right to such an education and training as will make them useful, respected, and beloved members of society here, and give them a moral fitness for the society of the pure and holy hereafter. The young should be taught that both their present and their future well-being depend to a great degree on the habits they form in childhood and youth. They should 307 be early accustomed to submission, self-denial, and a regard for others' happiness. They should be taught to subdue the hasty temper, to withhold the passionate word, to manifest unvarying kindness, courtesy, and self-control. Of 306.5 to a parent deluded by blind affection ... blind affection, a cheap manifestation of love, goes a long ways with you,